Hold on.
What's up, Pete?
Hey, Karen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
First of all, why the hell are you even back to work?
I know. That's what everybody keeps telling me.
You're crazy, lady.
I know. I'm trying to figure it out with the doctors to see if they could. It'll take time, but try to get me out on disability. Because I can't just quit. I mean, I could quit my job. I'm not worried about that, money-wise.
Yeah.
But I need the fucking medical.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I know.
The hospital bill came, Pete, for the last two, the last day, 4 days, $90,000. That's how much they billed. Can you imagine if I didn't have insurance?
No.
And I have to pay $1,800 because I wasn't at the out of pocket yet. So $1,800. Now I'm at out of pocket. So every doctor I've been to since that it's all zero. It's 100% covered. But could you imagine if I didn't have insurance?
Yeah, that would be insane.
Yeah, could you imagine if I was in the office that day and then driving myself home? This happened at 5:45. I started feeling it in my mouth again. I would have been on the road.
Because
I get out at 6, I would have been on the road, and who knows what would happen. I mean, I was at the hospital probably by 6:45, and 7 o'clock maybe the ambulance came. I had to call 911. I'm home by myself.
Oh my god! Oh yeah, because they said Anthony was in Florida, right?
Yeah. Yep. He went to Florida for 2 months to spend with Kristen. So I was like, and that was my worst fear. I was so paranoid of something happening when I'm here by myself. So after I got out of the hospital, my girlfriend got me from the hospital, brought me home. And then I stayed here one night by myself. And then my sister-in-law came over and picked me up the next day and took me over to my brother's. I spent like 2.5 weeks at my brother's house in Putnam because she works from home. So this way there was someone there with me 24/7. So, but yeah, no, it's, and this is what Kristen said to me. You'll get a chuckle out of this. She calls me as my sister-in-law is picking me up. Mind you, we forgot something. We had to come back to my house after my sister-in-law picked me up. We had to come back here and then go back.
Uh-huh.
So I'm with my brother and my sister-in-law, Kristen FaceTime. She's like, I'm just checking to make sure you got checked into the assisted living facility.
Oh my God.
And I said, oh, Kristen. So he goes, and listen, if there's any abuse that starts to take, if they're not taking care of you, please let me know so we can address it.
The jokester, right?
Yeah, she's just like a father. And then like 2 days later, I was like, all right, Kaylee, my niece, she's 16. She has a permit. She doesn't have a license yet. I said, I need to go to the store. I need to get my milk and, you know, things that I eat and drink.
Right.
So Kaylee, of course, my niece is like, I'll take you, Aunt Karen. I'll take you. So she's driving. I snap a picture of her and I send it, you know, to the kids. I'm like, they let me out of the assisted living facility with an underage driver.
Oh, my God.
But
that's
yeah,
hilarious.
I stayed over there for a couple of weeks, and then I went to Brian's for two nights, and then I came back here on December 3rd. So
good. I mean, you sound good.
Yeah, no, I feel okay. I'm just like the same thing, tired, and every once in a while I get like off balance. But
yeah,
I was having that before this too. So you know, I just now I'm trying all these different. I told Keith yesterday, the genetic thing that I have, there's no medicine for it. I have like a genetic high cholesterol naturally, so they're trying to get my cholesterol really, really low. So I started Googling and reading stuff, and they said all these supplements you could take, like niacin, dual vitamins, niacin, B3. CoQ10, vitamin C, all these different things. So now I told Keith, if you saw me, I take 20 pills in the morning. two, one of them is medicine. The other 19 are all the supplements. I was like, please, I'm trying anything, because when I go back and they take my blood work, I'm hoping that the number will be low, because it's supposed to be less than 30. This it's called lipoprotein A. It's supposed to be less than 30. Mine was 207. That's where the blood clots are coming from. Because I have no other, I don't, my regular cholesterol is like 70, which is good. They want it below 50. So now I have to take a needle for that on Tuesdays to try to get my cholesterol even lower than the 70. So it's just, and I'm just watching every single thing I put in my mouth. I'm like reading everything now.
But
I'm back home, and Kristen and Anthony coming home on Thursday, so then I'll be fine.
I'll be good for the holidays.
My neighbor comes over and checks on me. She's a nurse next door, so she's always coming over and calling. Are you all right? You need anything? You know, so she's taking me to the store and, you know, the couple of days. And I was with my two brothers on Sunday, so they came and picked me up. We went to Pennsylvania and then came back. When you're an independent person and you have to start relying on people to take you and do everything for you,
it's changing.
I feel like I'm in jail, you know?
No, I know. Yeah, just go.
Yeah. Even the snow out there today. Yeah, even the snow out there today. I'm like, oh, fuck, there's like 3 inches of snow out there. So I call Anthony. I'm like, do you think I should try to shovel some of the snow? He's like, no. I was like, well, I think I'm just going to do the stoop. So at least if I have to step out of that front, it's not icy. I was worried about it getting icy, if anything. He's like, just leave it. The sun will melt it. Don't worry about it. So. So I didn't touch it. All the other neighbors all cleaned theirs. But I was like, I'm not worried. I have just 2 4-wheel drives. God forbid I really had to get in the car and drive. There's 2 4-wheel drive cars in the driveway. So, but the streets are spotless. Just my driveway.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, yeah.
No,
so did you need help with something?
No, I was just calling in to see. I thought Barry was back. Did Barry call in sick or something?
I don't know.
Today?
I don't know.
I didn't even. All right. I was just wondering because I didn't see him in today. So I was just.
I didn't even look to see if. Let me see what Eve had in there for like work from Friday. It would have been from Friday.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Work
three,
for Monday.
Three or four jobs.
Oh. Yeah, and there was I didn't see any emails to say that he wasn't in. And I didn't roll any trucks today. I gave it all to Eve. And I see you guys are, like, really slammed up with all these MBS orders. You know? Yeah, he had 4 orders today from MBS.
Yep. I didn't do the trouble ticket.
Oh.
I didn't have time.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm doing one job at a time, and if there's something left over and I can't stay, oh well.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. Everybody's like, you're going to really go back to work? And I'm like, listen, if I get stressed, and I was getting stressed today because I couldn't get into my computer. I could get into the computer, but I couldn't VPN to get to anything. I can't get to the Occam Blade. I can't get to Magic Mail. So every time a customer calls in, I got to call Knock. To ask them to check it for me. So that was stressful this morning. But then I was like, nope. The phone rang and I was in the middle of doing something. I just put myself out, did what I was doing, then I put myself back in. I'm not gonna stress myself. I don't care if you see hang ups, I don't care. There's only so much I could do. And the doctor told me, Pete, stress. This is what is doing it to you. The stress.
Yep.
So besides the lipoprotein A, but the stress is what's triggering it to start.
Right. Yep.
You know, so I'm just trying to be as laid back as possible with everything and anything, you know, but here, I'm finding things to do. Like I made teddy bears out of my mom's house jackets to give to all the kids for Christmas. That's what I've been doing. Like busy, keep myself busy while I'm sitting here.
Yep.
Just to keep my mind occupied.
Well, you got to make like a like a stress doll. So you could, you start getting stressed, you start squeezing it and beating the shit out of it.
Yeah, either that or just take the pin cushion and just keep putting the pins in there.
There you go.
But yeah, but I'm only here this week, and then I'm off the next 2 weeks, so I have vacation.
Good. Yep. Good.
I said sorry, I'm still taking it because Kristen's coming up from Florida. I don't know when I'm going to get down to Florida. So, with all the different doctors I'm going to now, so because she's like, just quit your job and come down here. I'm like, I can't. I just can't right now. I need the medical.
Yeah.
I'm not 65 yet. Once I'm 65, different story.
Yeah.
But
like, it, you know, along the way, you just take it easy and don't, if something's not acting or whatever,
yeah.
Something's like,
yeah.
Make you just stop.
Yep. Yep. Just chill out. That's all. Just try to, you know, not that I get stressed all the time, but it's not even so much like the work, Pete. It's the nasty people that are always calling and screaming at us and demanding, and then, you know, with the fiber side, we don't know the whole thing, and we were showed it once, so we're not like, you know, fluid in it, you know.
No, I know.
You know,
that's stressful in itself.
Yeah, because Anthony goes, oh, how much stress do you have? I hear you when they're on the phone. That's what he did. It's like, you know, you don't hear the customer on the other side of the phone.
Right.
No, coming from the guy that delivered packages for 35 years. So he's like, you want to see stress? Come in the FedEx truck.
Yeah, well, I did the UPS, so that's stressful too. But
especially now at this time of the year, Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'd leave at 5 in the morning, and we didn't see him till 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
All right.
All right, well, I'm glad you're doing better.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, you and your family. Yes. And
You off the rest of the week?
Huh?
No, in case I don't talk to you.
Oh, yeah. I might. Who knows? I might talk
to
you.
Yeah,
sometime during the week, so.
Yeah. All right.
All right, well.
Thanks,
I'll
Pete.
Do that,
okay.
All right, Karen.
All right. Take care. Thanks. Bye.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.